For our scripture reading, we will turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 4, and we read verses 19 through 26. John chapter 4, the verses 19 through 26. And there we read God's holy word. The woman said unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus said unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know that not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The woman saith unto him, "I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things." Jesus saith unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he." So far the reading of the Word of God. The text of the sermon and of the meditations at the table is from the portion we read, John chapter 4, the portion we read, and we will pay special attention to the verses 25 and 26. And we read these words again, where we read, "The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he." Beloved congregation, the Lord Jesus had a conversation with the Samaritan woman. It was not a casual conversation. No, the Lord Jesus planned this encounter with this woman. First of all, by going through Samaria. We read, he must needs go through Samaria. He must, because it was the will of God. The Lord Jesus loved to do the will of his Father. He wanted to be obedient. He must needs go through Samaria, because there was a woman who was in great need. This woman was unaware of her need and guilt. As usual, she went to Jacob's well without a desire to the Messiah. She went without any expectation. She went as usual to draw water. To her, it was a day like any other. But this day would be the day of her life. A day she would never forget. She didn't know that the Lord Jesus was working on her salvation. Yes, Jesus must needs go through Samaria. The woman didn't have the slightest suspicion what was going to happen that day. She went to the well without any expectation. She went to the well to perform her daily task of drawing water. To her, it was a day like any other day. But it became an unforgettable day. The Lord was working on her salvation, and had he go through Samaria since he knew nothing. He was sitting on the well, waiting till she would come. He was the first in everything. He began the conversation and asked her for water because he was tired and thirsty. He posed a question to her with the purpose that she would ask for him for living water. The Lord Jesus talked with her about living water. She did not understand what he meant with that. But in her heart she was impressed with everything the stranger said. She even asked him for living water. But after he had spoken with her about her sinful life, she did not expect this at all. When he said about her life, was completely true. The only thing she could do was to admit that he was telling the truth, because she felt the power with which he spoke. She felt his authority, and she had to bow under his judgment. She felt he was a prophet. First she despised him, but soon she came to respect him. She did not run away when he talked about her past. She understood that he already knew everything about her. She must have felt ashamed. Even the stranger was acquainted with her life. But after this, the conversation took a turn. She came up with a totally different subject, namely the nature of true worship. Did she turn around the conversation because she felt uncomfortable since he talked about her past? No, that's not the point. Because she discovered that the stranger was a prophet, and therefore she wanted to ask questions which were troubling her. Questions about serving the Lord. The Lord Jesus took her seriously, from which we may conclude that this woman was made honest before him. Her question is about the proper place of worship. The Samaritans claimed that men ought to worship on Mount Gerizim. But the Jews said that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. The Lord Jesus answered her and said that God is a spirit. That means that God is not as we human beings are. God is great, and we do not know him. God is far beyond that we are. The true worship is not about a place. It is about how we worship the Lord. We have to worship him in spirit and truth, said the Lord Jesus. He said it twice in verse 23. The Lord added that the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God seeks such who worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not about Gerizim or Jerusalem. Not first of all about the place where we have to worship the Lord. It's about the way in which we worship the Lord, namely in spirit and in truth. It strikes us that the word spirit is not with written a capital S. That is correct. With the worship, the words spirit and truth always go together. Worshipping the Lord is something spiritual. It is not about the outward serving as such. Worship is primarily focused on God. In truth means according to God's will. That's according to the truth. That pleases the Lord. He surely will hear them who pray to him in spirit and truth. Those who have learned to worship the Lord in a spiritual way and according to his will be accepted by the Lord. Tell me, are you able to worship the Lord in spirit and truth? This woman couldn't, because she couldn't make herself depend on him. She realized that he told the truth about the true worship. But at the same time, she realized that she was not able to worship the Lord in that way. God has the right to it. But no man can achieve that by himself. He can't without outside help. The woman felt her impossibility to worship the Lord. That brought her to her deepest need. I cannot serve the Lord in truth. I cannot please the Lord. I have nothing but guilt. Meanwhile, pay close attention to the Lord's purpose in this conversation. His purpose is to save her. For that reason, he had pricked her conscience. For that reason, he had spoken to her heart. He had made her honest. He drew her into a vice sweetly but firmly. Why? So that she would ask for him only. Sensing her need, the Lord took her into his service. The Lord Jesus wanted her to focus on the Messiah. The Lord led her step by step to the awareness that she needed the Messiah. He attained his goal because his words came with power, and so she gradually came to faith. He placed her in a poverty. He showed her her impotency and inability. How could she worship the Lord in spirit and truth? She could not. She was void of the true worship. She stood there with her guilt, her inability and unwillingness before him. She could not comply. The Lord Jesus pulled down all her dignity. She had nothing but guilt. In this way, the Lord made room for himself. Do you recognize this? Is this what you learned last week? And did you bow your knees? Because what this woman had learned at the beginning of spiritual life always returns. As we read in the form, everyone considered by himself his sins and the curse due to him for them. That is what the Lord Jesus teaches his people time and again, so that they will see that they have nothing with which to worship the Lord in truth. Every time you try to serve the Lord by yourself, you end in disappointments. No wonder, because we cannot expect anything good from our service to the Lord. Did you sense that in your life? We like to have something with which we can serve the Lord. We try to gain assurance and like to be somebody. We prefer to stay standing rather than bow. That's our haughtiness and pride. We like to be rich and to have some righteousness before the Lord. But the Lord is so gracious in his teaching. As the great pastor, he uncovers the sins and guilt of his children. He takes away what they think they possess. He takes everything what we have to lose, so that there will be room for his blessed work. For that reason, it's sometimes necessary to bring us to our wits, and so that we begin to cry for help, for mercy, so that we will call upon his name. There will be no cry if we think we can help ourselves. If we still think we are able to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth, there will be no calling upon his name if we do not know who he is, who is so willing to reveal himself to needy ones. The Lord is willing to expose our hardness and our blindness. He is willing to teach us even if we do not ask. Why is he willing to do so? Because it pleases him to grant comfort. It pleases him to hear and answer those who call upon his name. It pleases him to hear the prayer of a poor, lost sinner who needs a rich Christ. He can grant his comfort and peace only if we discover that there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, namely Jesus. The woman discovered her need. She was pricked in her conscience and saw her guilt before the Lord. That makes her desirous for the promised Messiah. She said, I know the Messiah cometh. How did she know? Since she was a Samaritan woman, she knew the five books of Moses. The Samaritans did not believe the prophets, but even the books of Moses prophesy of the Messiah. We read about it in Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, and to him ye shall hearken. They hoped for the Messiah who is a prophet. And for that reason, the Lord Jesus revealed to her his prophetic office. Yes, in him she recognized something of the promise mentioned in Deuteronomy 18. Jesus revealed the hidden things to her. The Messiah she hoped for could show her how to serve the Lord. He taught her that she, as a sinner, was unable to serve the Lord in truth. Jesus encouraged her to focus on the Messiah. She looked forward to the Messiah she so needed. And now she could not live without him any longer. That is what the Lord Jesus worked in her heart. Do you know something of that desire? Looking to yourself, you have no reason to hope. Looking to yourself, you see only guilt. You have discovered that you are not able and not worthy to seek and serve the Lord. You feel that you are not suitable for the Lord's service. You thought you were. Maybe after you made confession of faith, or even after you celebrated the Lord's Supper. But you are mistaken. You must admit, I hardly know anything of the true worship. You are beginning to wonder whether you have ever known the Lord Jesus in truth. What has to happen? Room has to be made for him. That means that you need his instruction, his ministry. You need to receive from him. To that end, the Lord Jesus directed his questions and answers. He directed the conversation in such a way so she could only do one thing. Receive from the Lord. The Lord still works in the same way. For sure, the Lord goes different ways with each of his children. With the one more gradually, with the other more suddenly. Whatever way it is, all God's children learn the same thing, namely that they experience their need of a surety and mediator. Someone who pays the price you can never pay. Someone who can deliver you from sin and guilt. It is the Lord Jesus alone who can save you. What a blessing. When you need the Lord, because then you see that the sacrifice of his blood is a sufficient and accepted by his Father. What a blessing if you see that there is total propitiation for all your sins in Christ. You need him because you see that he is so suitable for you. No, you are the opposite of the Lord Jesus. And that is what you need to admit with a guilt-stricken heart. But that is exactly the reason why the Lord Jesus fits with you. Because he descended into the depth of our sinful existence in order to save us. The Lord will open your heart with his amazing love. That's why God's people long for him. They look forward to experience his love time and again. Yes, he is a lovable Savior. You want to receive living water, refreshing water from him? Water that quenches your spiritual thirst? That is the desire of all God's children. It is a desire that he awakens in their hearts. Nothing in themselves kindled their desire. But facing their guilt and condemnation, they longed for His righteousness, because only in His imputed righteousness, in His imputed righteousness, they can stand before God. Only the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. The Lord proclaims to us His unsearchable gospel in the preaching and in the signs and seals of wine and bread. The Lord Jesus came to us in the likeness of man. He was crucified instead of His people. He proclaims this morning, look at the signs. They tell you that the body and the blood of Christ are sacrificed for all sins, that the Lord is mighty and willing to cover all sins. They point out that in Jesus alone you can find the quenching of your spiritual thirst. Do you long for these signs and seals, so that you may receive a sight of Jesus, to hear from His own mouth, I am thy salvation? Do you look forward to know Him more and more? Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? No, you are unworthy in yourself. You have to condemn yourself. But there is nothing else you can do but to go to Him in humility, expecting everything from Him. The Lord invites those who are completely satisfied with Him. Satisfied because God is satisfied with His Son. This woman did not know much about the Lord Jesus. She saw something of His prophetic ministry. The Lord had uncovered her sin, and she bowed before Him. The Lord had made her honest, and she admitted, He must be the Messiah. That is what she said to the inhabitants of the city. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Her knowledge of the Lord was limited, but it did not hinder her from receiving His salvation. The Lord worked in her heart. The Lord would also provide knowledge of His priesthood and kingship in her heart. He would complete His work because He began to work in her heart by His irresistible power. He made room for Himself. He made her poor. He made her honest. But He revealed Himself to her as well by pointing Himself. I that speak unto thee am He. By the signs and seals of bread and wine, He speaks to the hearts of all His children. I that speak unto thee am He. Come and eat, because all things are now ready. Amen.